Hello and welcome to episode 47 of the Noisecast, a show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more. On tonight's roster, we have Gonzo Ryder.
How's it going?
Kevlar Menace.
Hello.
Vito number 9.
Hello.
And we may or may not have Agrippa.
Yeah, I'm here.
And we have Agrippa.
Hi. Woo!
Agrippa's been so nice and gracious to grace us with his presence tonight, even though it's against his beliefs on the Sabbath.
Yes, I'm defying my religion and my God and everyone.
So loud.
Who's loud?
Shomer Shabbos.
Vito was shouting.
Gonzo, you're quiet all of a sudden. This is the first time you've been this quiet.
I'm pondering the thing that I just watched.
let's move past that. Let's try to get a little class into this before
Let's just go.
Okay.
All right. So, apparently everybody's doing well this evening, especially Gonzo. This week, there was also a lot of news. Lots and lots of news. I don't know where to start, but...
How about the top?
No, we'll start it with number 2. we'll start off with Amazon, because that was obviously the big news of the week. And Amazon took the stage this week and launched or announced a whole new line of Kindles, including the Kindle Touch, the Kindle Fire, which goes pretty much as an Android tablet without the Google in it.
I think you have to say Fire! You gotta say Kindle Fire!
I can't do the She's on Fire!
Why don't you just do it in the Count Steven voice? I mean, that would be just as tragic.
Well, it's almost Halloween. We got to save it for then.
Okay.
So, Kindle Fire and the Kindle Touch. Let's talk Kindles. Everybody seemed to be positively amused with these. What are your guys' thoughts on them?
Except J.P. Morgan. Those guys were like, eh, stupid. But, I mean, I think they kind of missed the point that, you know, Vito made, and that's that their whole position was that it's not going to take down the iPad. Duh.
Duh.
Very personal. Yeah, too many people are like, well, it's not an iPad. Oh, shit, it's not an iPad.
Yeah, it's $300 cheaper.
Yeah, it's not for the people that want an iPad. People have an iPad. The people that don't want an iPad, because there's a guy at work that has been saying since day one, he's like, look, I want a tablet. I really want a tablet, but I don't want to pay $500 for one. I'll wait until they come down to maybe $250, $300, then I'll buy one. The Kindle Fire is for people like him. The people that want a tablet, but they don't want to pay a lot of money for
it. But what about the fact that RIM and HTC just dropped their tablets down to $300? That's only $100 more.
Okay,
you get more storage. And you get the camera, so you can actually Skype on it.
I'm gonna go with the assumption that you're trying to stimulate conversation and not make joke about RIM and tablet. more storage isn't really a big deal if you're not carrying around your entire movie/music collection, because I haven't even touched the SD card on my 32 gig tablet. I haven't even put a dent in the first 8 gigs, and I've got like 6 movies on there. When you realize that part of the Kindle Fire is Amazon Cloud Storage, and you're going to have your music and your movies and stuff there. Now, I understand that it's not a 3G, it's a Wi-Fi only, but
That makes more sense to me.
Go ahead.
In that you have you don't have to worry about your 3G data rates, however much you're paying, going over and all that.
Right.
But you also can store it on like a network accessible drive, and I'm assuming there's going to be some way to get to that where you can wirelessly sync it and pull. Mm-hmm. So you don't need a lot of storage because it's either A, going to be on Amazon's cloud, or B, it's going to be on your personal network accessible storage, and you can just pull it from there because you're on your own Wi-Fi most likely. Mm-hmm. It's not meant to travel the world with just this and you know.
Exactly. There is a definite market for a tablet like this. And like I said in the article, it's not the iPad market. Those people have what they want, they know what they want, and it's something exorbitant that does everything. It's got to be connected at all times to everything and everybody. There are a lot of people that really just don't give a shit about that. They just want something that they can, you know, wake up in the morning as they're walking around making their coffee, getting ready, have their little tablet sit next to them, swipe through their RSS feeds, you know, maybe watch a little Netflix at night in bed without having to watch it on a 4-inch screen. That's who the Kindle Fire is for, and it's perfect for that.
And let's also not forget the big elephant in the room, that, you know, RIM and HTC and Acer and all of them don't have, and that's, I mean, the Amazon ecosystem. I mean, people say this all the time, you know, Amazon already has your credit card info. They already have, that's been the premier online ecosystem for a decade.
Not only that, they've been building one hell of an Android app center. So they know.
I love the Amazon App Store. I fucking love it.
I haven't heard anything against it, maybe other than, like, I don't know, is there like a limitation on the apps? But as far as quality apps, good sales, numbers, it all seems to be there. And I'm not an Android user, so I can't speak to it, but it seems to all be good reviews.
Oh, and I will say it's the free app every day, the free premium app every day. Sometimes there are some that are like, what the hell am I going to do with this? But other times, they're just amazing. I got one that basically keeps track of all of the maintenance on my vehicle and syncs with my computer. It was like a $10 app for free. I got Cutloop, which is only a 99 cents app, but it's still way more fun than Angry Birds ever was for me. And they have little stuff like that all the time. There was an RPG that came out a couple of days ago for people that like /RPGs. So,
okay, with Amazon sort of bringing everything to the cloud, like their Kindle Silk browser, for example. I mean, everything goes through. It's like an Opera Mini, but not, you know, that lightweight. So everything goes through Amazon servers, and they feed you everything from there. Do you guys think that Amazon is building some? It's taking the tablet market in the way that Google tried to take the netbook market with its Chrome line, as in making everything cloud and the hardware is not that important?
Well, the hardware is kind of there, though, isn't it? It's, as far as tablets go, it's fairly competitive hardware-wise, minus the storage and the camera.
Right. So what I'm asking is do you think Amazon is taking the direction of saying, okay, hardware, we could get away with doing cheaper, lower, less powerful hardware to do the same stuff because everything is coming from the cloud. It's streaming from there. All the processing is going server side, so which is why we could get away with doing low cost tablets that go toe to toe with high end ones.
Isn't it a dual core processor though?
Right, but I'm saying with the Silk browser, everything is going to the cloud. With its App Store, everything is put on there. With the streaming, the movies, you don't have to store them on your device. Pretty much you could. Pretty much axe storage down to maybe a couple gigabytes.
Well, 8 gigabytes, they're hoping.
Right, something completely small compared to current, which is, you know, 32 or whatever it is right now, or 16. Do you guys think that that's the direction Amazon is taking with this?
Yeah. I mean, they've already got their... I mean, they obviously, their storage...
They've got the infrastructure in place to allow people to use their cloud music player or cloud movies.
They have more than enough storage to just, I mean, they support Tumblr, and I think they, I don't know if they still support Reddit with their storage space, but they have the processing and the storage power, the cloud power, to run a whole hell of a lot of the internet. And so it's kind of like a poof, we're here, but you didn't know we were this big sort of thing. I didn't realize they were as big as they were in terms of cloud storage.
They've got tons of space, so.
Oh yeah. It's kind of surprising to me.
I think it's really set up for people who really like Amazon, and who really do a lot of stuff through Amazon. You know, be it get their movies from Amazon, get their music.
But
if that's where you keep all your stuff, this is the tablet for you.
I want to know if it'll be easy to find like a shared network folder full of movies and/or music. And have it sync, or at least link up. Movies specifically. Music is kind of meh, because I'm assuming there's going to be streaming music apps. But, like, movies, I wonder if you're going to be able to see your own movies, or if someone's going to have to basically root it you know, put out a little thing for it. So you have to go around Amazon's restrictions if they're going to allow you to easily stream your own stuff over the internet, over your Wi-Fi.
I mean, I kind of assumed that they would, but I could also see them locking it down just as easily.
I want to know what it's like before I praise it. It could seem really awesome, and they turn around and just, you know, throw the douche flag out there, like, oh, yeah, just kidding, you can only watch stuff that's on our, already in our cloud storage, which means I'd have to spend however long it takes to upload a movie to cloud storage, or I'd have to rent it from them.
Adrian Tanner in the chat, he brings up, there was an article a while back, I remember this too, about a certain software developer talking about some questionable policies they went through with Amazon in terms of the free app a day, like Vito said, that pretty much they get nothing out of that, like absolutely nothing. They don't get any return, whatever. Amazon doesn't pay them to make it free. So,
but do they contact them and request that it be free?
It's a lengthy post. It was up a while back. It talks about, you know, some questionable stuff that they do. And it was especially about how they weren't getting that many hits, that many sales for the first few week, for the first week. Then Amazon made it free, and their sales went from 20 the day before to 101,000 the next day.
Yeah, but
and earnings supposedly were supposed to be 54,000, but Amazon gave them nothing.
Okay, did the what earnings? That seems, I don't know, I'd have to read the article.
I mean,
it seems fairly lengthy.
Yeah,
I mean, Amazon didn't forcefully make it free, though. Just to answer Kevlar's question, they did send them a request.
Yeah, I assume so, because otherwise there'd be a lawsuit.
Exactly.
So, right. Yeah, you can't just give away my content, obviously. I'm wondering where that quote-unquote earning was supposed to come from.
Yeah, I think this post is pretty much bitching about the fact that, yeah, they didn't make any money, but then from all the sales, their support questions went up like 1,000-fold. So they were answering all these questions, trying to troubleshoot the app for all these people, but they hadn't made anything in return. So,
well, I think that shows that your app was too expensive.
You know what? I think, yeah, it's pretty much just saying, why couldn't Amazon have paid us just a little bit? But at the same time, you're doing this on Amazon for exposure, the free app thing. It's not really for, you know, to make yourself money. If your app is awesome and you put it for free, yeah, you'll get 100,000 downloads in one day. But it's word of mouth advertisement.
Yeah, and honestly, there's not really a name associated with a studio, like a game studio or a dev studio anymore. With this exception of Rovio, which everyone knows from Angry Birds, you're not really going to get a whole lot of people clamoring for one app. Unless it's something they use on the internet anyway, like Twitter, Evernote, Facebook, Google Plus, what have you. It's a different market, if you will. You know, you can't treat it like traditional marketing.
Well, it's like the Instagram guy. He did an experiment where he marked down his app for, I know he charges for the Instagram app on iPhones, but he marked it down to, I think, like half the price or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And then he bumped it back up a few weeks later to some ridiculous $9.99 price and then brought it back down again to the normal price. And he said that it didn't affect his sales at all. His sales were still consistent.
Well,
yeah, there was a spike and a small dip, but not to the point where it really affected
how
the sales.
Right, but there's a difference between making your app free and having Amazon make your app free and put it on the front page as soon as somebody goes to their
You are making your own app free by granting Amazon permission to make your app free.
Yes, but see, when Amazon makes the app free, it's the first thing you see when you open the App Store. It's right there. So not only is it free, but it's also getting more exposure than somebody just dropping the price of his own app.
Right. We're talking about Instagram, though, where Instagram is like pretty much every iPhone user in the world has Instagram. It's one of those apps that's known. You're getting as much exposure as if you were on the Amazon front page.
Well, okay, yeah, there is that. I'm saying, what would Amazon do to fix it? Should they have a today's, you know, featured app and then yesterday's featured app below it? And possibly put the, like, say you get 101 downloads the first day and someone comes on the next day and is like, oh man, I really wanted that app. How about like a discount, 50% off? So the next day you get 25,000 sales at 50% off. That's still obviously more than this guy would have made.
Well, the apps that end up getting the reduced price, they'll usually go from the top free directly over to the top paid apps. Because when you open up the Amazon App Store, you see along the top there's a huge bar that says a paid app for free every day, and then it shows you what the paid app for free is for that day. Then directly below it, you've got all of your queries, and then on the bottom one-fourth of the screen, there's the top paid app column, and then the top free app column. So what usually happens is if it's a good app and it's the paid, the top free app, it'll stay a top paid app for a good while. So a lot of them get good exposure from it and people keep buying it. But if your app sucks, then, you know, it's going to go absolutely nowhere. So I'm guessing that what happened with these people that were filling all of the support requests, a lot of people downloaded it and they realized, man, this thing fucking sucks. So they were putting in the support requests.
And if you look at their sales at the bottom, they have a graph of their sales afterwards. Starting a couple days after, see, I guess their free day was June 27th. This graph starts on, it looks to be July 1st, and I can't really tell if this is in whole numbers or if this is thousands or what, but it looks like they sold 16 of this the next couple days, 16, then 17, then dropped down to like 4 and 5 again. I don't know what app this was. If this is like a useful app, or if this was Amazon's bad call, we didn't have another app to feature, so we picked this one at random, sort of thing, and no one really liked it. You know, it's, you can't throw like every app, free app thing, and expect it to be awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, say something like Prairie Messenger, like say BlackBerry Messenger, sort of thing, where you could chat with the iPhone or any smartphone user across any network, you know, and it was normally $4, but they've made it free, you know, for this amount of, you know, for one day. And then a bunch of your friends got it. Oh, man, I want to get on that because I can text all my friends for free now. So I'm going to go the next day, and I'm probably going to pay the $4 for it because whatever, it's $4. It's not that big of a deal. And I can drop, you know, $10 off my text messaging plan because of that. That's the sort of app that would sell more the next day and the next day and the next day. I don't know what app this guy sold that he got, quote-unquote, screwed by Amazon.
I don't know. It kind of has a taste just from a quick reading of the lady who wanted to do the Groupon, but it almost broke her business. Like, not reading the fine print of actually what goes in to this promotion.
Well, the Groupon lady did get kind of screwed as well, because
she did get screwed, but she showed the Groupon.
Well, there's a difference between a small three-man coffee shop being flooded by 200 people and expect every one of those people expecting excellent service to someone who has a digital book, which is supposedly already perfected, that you don't have to do a single bit of support once it's already released, and then all of a sudden nobody likes it. That means that, you know, they didn't do something right beforehand that made the app not good.
Hey, apparently this app is called Pocket Casts. Just so you know.
Was it a podcast app?
It is. Podcast.
Is it an aggregate?
Finally made easier. Stay up to date with the latest podcast.
Excuse me for being retarded.
With one easy to use app. Simply add your favorite podcast and you will stream and download new episodes as they become available. Is what the app is.
I would really love to see what their questions look like.
my podcast
was it like
I can't add my podcast.
I don't know what to do with this.
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, by the way, in Windows Phone 7 Mango, you can now download podcasts on the fly.
Speaking of Windows
Phone... Just saying, you don't need an app for that bullcrap.
Speaking of Windows Phone 7 Mango, that's officially being rolled out now to all current Windows Phone models. Is that correct?
To all 50 of us, yep.
Yeah.
I know, Agrippa, you got it. Kevlar, did you get yours? I mean, you've been using yours for some time, right?
Well, me and Agrippa both were on the cheaters version of the Mango dev release.
Yeah.
But as soon as Mango was officially released, basically once Microsoft said, it's out of our hands, we want it to go to y'all, then anyone who had the dev version, they just, once you plugged it, synced it back up with Zoom, it said, hey, there's an update. And then I got the Microsoft update, which basically pushed the full retail version of Mango. I got the, we're cleaning up the slutty beta stuff that was left all over the place. Because originally, once you installed the dev version, you were supposed to have to downgrade back to the last release to upgrade again, because the dev version wasn't quite fully cooked. But they fixed that, so you didn't, I mean, basically they went in and cleaned all that up with the second update, and then I got all the HTC updates for my device. So I essentially got the full version of Mango, but my phone's now half dev or something. And my wife's a completely stock Samsung Focus. I just did the little hack thing where you plug it in, you ask Zoom to check for updates, you turn off your internet for a second, and then it says, oh yeah, your phone's not up to date, because it doesn't actually check your EIN number versus the list of phones that are supposed to get the update.
Oh.
So officially people are saying that, well, officially, I mean like reviewers are saying that this is the second best OS out there for mobile devices as of this moment.
Well, except for Sticks It Down in the Chat, who calls it Microsoft Mobile. I'm glaring at you. I don't know. I know.
Nice. Like, don't be rude to our commenters.
You mean don't be rude?
Hey. Well, I know OC Entertainment, Eric, used it for a while, and he was actually quite impressed with it, but he was using a non Mango version. I think that, honestly, I think Mango makes a difference. I noticed a big difference in a lot of things.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, when I first got Windows Phone 7, I said it out loud. Like, after about a week, I was a convert, wasn't going back to anything else. And I loved it as it was. Then Mango came out, and I loved that too. But yeah. Recently, I got to play with someone who only had Nodo running on his, and it seemed stupid to me.
Yeah, Nodo was, for the uninitiated, Nodo was the copy and paste update that came out in April. And I had my phone before that, and that was ridiculous. And I can't believe they released an OS without copy and paste. But then they redid the everything, it seems like, all the little...
How everything Nickels.
Works, yeah, how everything works together, it just seems a lot smarter, and I think if more people actually picked it up and tried to use it, because if you set my parents or my grandparent in front of three phones, an Android phone, a Windows Phone 7 phone, and iOS, they would go towards the iOS because they know what it looks like. They'd go for the iPhone because that's an iPhone. I know what that is. I mean, I know how to use it. I know what it is. But if you said, okay, I want you to send a text on this phone and timed it, I've used Android. It's for texting. It's fairly logical. iOS. It's fairly logical. But there's a giant freaking 1-inch square button on the front of the Windows Phone 7 screen, and it's right there. And then say you want to do something more. Say you want to get an app from it. It's right there when you log in the phone for the first time. Marketplace is.
Yes. Yeah, there's a kind of there's a kind of logic to it.
And once you log in with your live account, or you create a live account with whatever, you know, you don't have to have a Hotmail address or anything like that. It's all you're logged in. You don't have to re-log into the store like Apple makes you log. Like, oh, I want to get a free app. You have to log in and do all this credit card information stuff. No. Once you initially log in, you can make up a live account. It could be complete bullcrap. Like, you just make it up on the spot, and then you can go download free apps till your heart's content. which is one thing that bothered me about iOS. You don't have to enter your credit card information at any point.
Now, one of my favorite things about it, that, like I said, there is a kind of logic to it, a clean kind of sensibleness to it, where, you know, you go into Bing and, you know, whatever, you search some address or whatever. Logically speaking, you know, yes, I've looked for this place, and obviously, I could logically want to know what other people thought about it, or what are the cool stuff in nearby it, what the traffic is like on the way there, what the weather, it's like it's pulling in all my little, every app I have that's remotely related to it is all there a swipe away. It's almost as if it's all in one super app, you know, versus silos where you're in this, you do this, then you come out and you go into the other, and you come out and go into the other. This is like, it's right here. Clearly, if I'm looking for this place, I want the directions, I want to know the reviews, I want to know what traffic and weather and alternative stores and what else is cool around that area. And, you know, and it's just...
The search seems a lot smarter on mobile than it does for the Google results on Android. Like, if I just search pizza, the first thing that's going to come up is local pizza joints. The second thing that's going to come up, it's going to be on a set, you swipe to the side, it's going to be web results. And if you search pizza on your thing or whatever, that's cool that it does that. But then you get Local Scout, you actually get the ratings right there in the search results for the different places, and it's a unified thing. It's not like pulling from 20 different services that may or may not have skewed results.
Yeah, and I've said this before. Like, I got an Acer Iconia, an Android tablet, and I actually find myself getting frustrated when I'm using non-Windows phone devices, because they're just like, I've gotten so used to, after just this time using it, I've gotten so used to this kind of clean way of operating that it just doesn't make sense that no one else is doing that.
That's what black people say all the time.
Nokia images of its upcoming Windows Phone 7 device. C-Ray apparently were leaked in a T-Mobile advertisement in Germany. Apparently, as I say, because it's sort of strange for an internal development name to be used as the official device.
I think,
as it's called, Nokia C-Ray internally.
What's wrong with C-Ray as a device name?
No, I'm saying usually when they call it something internally, it gets something different in reality, almost always, with mobile phone companies.
Yeah. No, I agree, but I don't see anything wrong with... They have fun with these names, and I think they should use them. Like, when Windows Phone 7.5, quote-unquote, came out, I say quote-unquote because my phone said 7.1 last I checked before I got my last update. Yeah, the quote-unquote 7.5 is 7.1.772.68. That's not Mango 7.5. They should have just called the damn thing Mango from the get-go. Development names are fun for a reason. They need to use them in marketing. That's
well, then again, this is also a German ad, so they may be calling it 7.5 just so you know that it is Mango. I don't know.
No, I'm not saying anything about that. I'm saying that everyone in the entire tech world knows Mango is 7.5. If you look at the version, the OS version on your phone, and Agrippa, correct me if I'm wrong, it says 7.10.
Mine actually says 7.5.
Well, what the hell? Are you talking about in the settings? Yours actually says
yes.
That's so you just saying that Microsoft still can't get their shit together.
Well, my phone's been acting completely weird since I threw it against the wall.
Well, I mean, I got one more update, but yeah, mine did say 7.1 after the initial update. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Back to the Nokia thing.
No one cares.
You guys back in.
Nokia.
Fanboy chat.
Even though that color theme doesn't exist.
Okay.
I wish it did.
Yes.
I wish black were an option and not just on dates.
So, okay, Gripper, you're saying this is a fake?
I'm saying I'm not sure.
Well, okay. No, okay, you can have the white background, but the black tiles is not an option. Just like on the black background, white tiles, completely white tiles is not an option.
Okay.
I don't know
this,
why.
This also goes, though, with rumors that Nokia might be just sort of pushing out an N9 with Windows Phone 7.
Who cares?
Yes.
Which also begs the question, did they really just spend a year porting over Windows Phone 7 to a device they've already had in development for so long?
Attention, Steven. This is Nokia. Nothing is below them.
Well, I mean...
But this is also Microsoft involved.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they're probably working on something new, and this is a stopgap, you know, something to come out in the holiday season.
Microsoft does not... Microsoft basically just made an agreement to sell them licenses. As long as it matches the hardware requirements, they're going to sell them a license for whatever.
Yeah, I don't think they care what the device is as long as it meets the requirements.
Yeah, but as long as it meets the requirements and Microsoft gets the money, then
look, Windows Phone 7 sales are sucking ass right now.
I totally agree.
And Microsoft knows that they need to put if they announce a giant partnership with Nokia, they make huge press conferences and all that shit about it. They need to get the first Nokia device that's Windows Phone 7 branded out there as soon as possible.
Okay, and you know why they suck? Because when you walk into a store and say, hey, I want that Samsung Focus, the guy's like, can I sell you an iPhone instead? That's what happened when I went to upgrade my wife's line because she had an old feature phone. I was like, we walked around, we looked at them, I talked about Android, I talked about iOS, she didn't really want an iPhone, I don't know why. I thought she would. And then we walked over to the Focus, she played with it, she liked the way the phone felt, she's used Windows Phone 7 on my phone, and she's like, I want this. I was like, okay, so we went and got the guy's attention. He's like, can I sell you any other phone but that? I was like, okay, what other phone? He's like, well, what about the iPhone? And my wife said no. And she said it. It wasn't me, because I was about to punch the guy in the mouth. The sales reps are completely just saying, I don't want to sell you that. And that's unacceptable. Because, you know, I am a fanboy on this, but why won't they give it a chance? Are they not being educated? Are the carriers not even trying? Obviously, AT&T has four phones out for Windows Phone 7.
Verizon doesn't give a shit.
I know, well, okay, yeah, but Verizon is riding the high horse of Android. Android is Verizon's baby. Verizon is Android's baby.
And AT&T has iPhone as its baby. It's trying to sell like, as much of it as it can so it doesn't lose people.
Yeah, but still, they managed to throw support to as many phones as the rest of the carriers combined.
Well, I think that's their backup plan. Their backup plan is, well, we're going to try to lock people. That's why they stopped the whole 1 year upgrade.
Yeah, that pissed me off. I was so...
Yeah, so they're trying to push as many people into locked contracts with the iPhone for 2 years because they know that now Sprint's going to be getting it, Verizon has it. Well, fuck that. We're no longer exclusive.
Well, you know what they're doing, and it may not be like a complete, oh, no, we're screwed. It may be, hey, iOS is stalemating. People want to try new things. I don't see anything revolutionary that iOS can do, honestly. I mean, we'll know soon. But I don't see anything revolutionary or new that iOS can do unless they change the way it looks or it feels, which that doesn't seem likely to me.
That's not going to happen, but then it wouldn't be iOS.
Exactly. But if I don't know if Vito's actually picked up a Windows Phone 7 phone. I don't know if he can be bothered to do that.
I have. I picked him up, and I've played with him, and I really want one. But the only one that Verizon has is, like, the worst one available. And I'm not going to fucking do that to myself.
Yeah, honestly, the hardware, it doesn't make that big of a difference. But I would wait for the front-facing camera. It does. It makes sense. If you really want that. I don't ever see a need for it. I don't need the Skype while I'm driving down the freeway.
But why not?
But to have it would be awesome, just in case I get to, you know, Ustream my death in a fiery crash off a bridge.
Well, doesn't your wife travel? I mean, that'd be a reason. Front-facing camera to hang out with her.
I was tempted to get iOS just for that reason, get her an iPhone just for that reason, so she could Skype while she's traveling. But now that I have my own laptop, like a nice laptop, she can just throw the netbook in a bag and honestly travel with that thing until it completely implodes, which I've tried doing and it won't die. It won't broadcast a Ustream, but it won't die either. So,
since we're talking about video chats real quick, FaceTime is amazing in terms of quality.
And in terms 3D. Of and in terms of cross brand utilization, right?
Oh, wait.
No. Listen, I've done Skype on the same laptop with the same connection, and I've done FaceTime this exact same time afterwards. I've tried a bunch of other stuff, and...
But for an open standard, I can't put it on my machine.
Look, what he's getting at is you can do Skype or
Google Hangouts without having an iOS device.
Hmm.
I'm not going to go and buy a fucking iPhone just so I can do video chat.
I'm not going to say...
I'm just saying that the video chat is one of the... The only thing that compares can be Google Plus chat, whatever you want to call it.
The Hangout.
Yeah.
For those of us who are tech savvy on this tech podcast.
That's the only thing that comes close, but it's still not as close. I'm not saying that you should all go get iPhones. I'm just saying that, hands down, it's the best quality, the best reception over Wi-Fi and 3G out of all the alternatives.
Okay. And
so don't get butthurt over the truth.
No, I don't care about that it's good.
I don't give a shit.
I don't care if it's good. I just wish it was actually an open standard like they said it was going to be. And I can say without a doubt that Skype from the iPhone is one of the worst things I've ever seen. It's a combination of a crappy front-facing camera and Skype video quality.
Oh, God. Try Skype on the touchpad.
No, I will not.
Oh, try it. It's a pleasure.
Pass.
Yeah. No, because, okay, I wanted to start Skype. You know, my parents want to see my daughter, so we decided to, hey, you know what, let's start Skyping. Well, they didn't have... For some reason, my dad hadn't gotten a webcam yet for their home machine. So they're like, oh, let's do it from the iPhone, which when I had it on my 32-inch TV in my office, and that made me sick to look at when I had it full screen, and the quality was ridiculous. It looked like Minecraft.
You mean those green blocky dicks everywhere?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lego penis.
Exactly. Yeah, like Sticks is saying in the chat, Skype just sucks.
Yeah.
And honestly, my wife's parents live in Nashville. I live in Huntsville. And her sister lives in middle of New Mexico, nowhere. But we want to, you know, get on, show the babies and chit-chat and everything like that. We don't use Skype. We use Google Hangout because the video is better. Video quality is better. I mean, it'll go to whoever's talking automatically, or you can select someone if, like, say, I'd prefer to look at, you know, the other baby versus, you know, my in-laws, then we do that. But the quality is better even over, like, a non-dedicated app. The web-based quality of Google Hangout seems so much better than Skype. And Microsoft better fix that fast.
Well... Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are under Microsoft's control right now with Skype. That's, you guys might get that even integrated into your Windows Messenger. I don't know.
No, apparently there's some sort of integration coming. And the Samsung the Samsung Focus S has a special video chat application that comes with it. But it's not available unless you have that phone.
Well, one Windows phone manufacturer that won't have it is Nokia on its special new OS that's coming out.
Then that would no longer be a Windows phone discussion.
Yeah. Windows phone manufacturer that won't have it on their new
OS. Yeah. Well, I get what you're saying. And again, I think you're, like Vito did earlier this week, not realizing that this is not a smartphone competitor.
I was the one that was saying that it wasn't.
I realize that it's not a smartphone
competitor.
I know, but that doesn't change my argument.
Okay. State your argument. We will have this discussion again, because it's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, Nokia is developing a smart a platform, an OS called Meltemi, and it's pretty much aimed towards bringing a smartphone experience to low-end phones, more or less, to developing countries. So, go ahead.
That company is fucking hemorrhaging money. Their market share is going down the shitter because their phones fucking suck.
Their phones do not suck.
No, their phones fucking... You shut up.
Their phones do not suck.
As an American...
Okay, you know what?
As an American, the phones that we got, the last decent phone we got from Nokia was like the 3160, which you could chuck against the wall, and I did many a time, and it would not die. But that is not the only phone they've produced in the last 20 years.
Nokia has not been in the U.S. market for the last 10 years. They've closed down almost all their Nokia stores here. They still exist, but they exist as crappy feature phones.
What I was saying.
The N95 that came out a few years back that I was considering getting is considered one of the best ones ever. But then again, it was only offered at a $900 price tag here in the U.S. because no carrier would get it.
Yeah, and well, excuse me if I'm wrong, but overseas, is off-contract phones are more common, right?
You can find on-contract phones, but almost 100% of the time, either your contract either is negligible or it doesn't exist.
Okay,
you're not locked in.
It's not like a subsidized where I get a $600 phone for $50 because I decide to sign up.
You can do a 2-year contract for that, but they offer the same phone either way. You go to a shop and they say, you want it on contract or you just want to buy it?
Well, I can buy any phone off contract. I can go in there and say, I want to buy this phone brand new. I don't have a contract with you, but I will do month-to-month with you. And they will sell it to you.
Right, but let's say you want to go from AT&T to T-Mobile.
And the phone won't go.
Exactly. That's the difference over there, is that they're unlocked over there. 100%.
Yeah. No, and that's one of the biggest problems I have with the American market, is that we have 4 different major carriers, and none of the 4 have compatible 3G bands. None of them. That's ridiculous. That is completely a corporation's market. The buyers really don't have dick for say in that market.
Well, at least they're not Sony Ericsson.
Okay. Thanks for that glimmer of hope.
Okay. Yahoo! 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 They're in the shitter. They're another company in the shitter, right?
Well, they've been in the shitter for a while.
Yahoo!
I miss the Yahooligan days.
Hey, dude, I heard a commercial on the radio the other day that had the Yahoo yodel.
Are you shitting me?
I am not shitting you, sir.
Man,
that would
awesome.
Really hurt. You're really tall.
It'd be like an episode of South Park where he just spins around the shitter.
So the question is, should Yahoo be sold to China?
Everyone leave. I have to poop.
Fucking sell them. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, I mean...
It's Yahoo. Here, hang on. I got 3 bottle caps on my desk. I will buy Yahoo.
Personally, I think Yahoo Japan should buy Yahoo.
Why?
That's the only place that still has any friggin' Yahoo revenue.
Do they put penises on Yahoo in Japan?
Dude, Yahoo Japan is huge.
Yahoo Japan is also majorly owned by Alibaba.
Yeah.
Okay, so they know what they're doing, right? That it seems to be successful in that sort of partnership. So,
yes.
Okay. So what are the downsides to this?
That China has an easy foothold into the U.S. market, or into the world market, pretty much.
China has enough of a foothold in what
America. That's the only downside, if you want to think about it.
Yeah, I'm like, China already makes everything, and, you know, we are talking about Yahoo here.
The stupid trailer I bought today was made in China. I didn't realize it until after I bought it.
I don't think that there's any smartphone in the world that's made in the U.S. anymore, manufactured.
Mm-mm. No, there isn't.
That costs too much money.
Is there anything made in the U.S.?
Well, no. It wouldn't cost too much money if we didn't import things soon. And Ray giggles.
Man, you didn't see what I saw.
You're right, I didn't.
Hey, Gumper's here. Hello, Gumper.
I mean, half the shit that's made in the USA is probably made in Mexico.
No, then it would say made
in
Hecho in Mexico, sir.
A lot of your home appliances are made in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, I see, and honestly, that's helping a drug laden region. Yeah, there. That's. I feel better about that than China. Because China, it just seems to me that the government's making a lot more cash than the workers would be. If I felt like the workers actually got something out of it over there, I'd feel a little better.
I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath, only because, I mean, it's basic economics. China is labor rich, and that's kind of the problem. There's just too many people. They can't be paid well. Like, there is no way to make the math work. It's
no,
the same way, you know, the U.S. is land rich, but relatively labor poor.
We're not labor poor, we're labor lazy.
Well, compared to our land mass, economically speaking, compared to our land mass, our population's tiny. I mean, we're, 330 million people?
And I like it that way. It's
third
great.
Largest, I mean, third most populated nation in the world, but still, considering, you know, India's, what, 1.2 and China's 1.3 billion, that's, yeah, it's not going to happen.
No.
Labor will always be, I mean, labor will get more expensive in China, don't get me wrong, but it'll always be, relatively speaking, exceedingly cheap. It'll just move on to, like, Vietnam or something.
Well, Vietnam still makes half the clothes for Target, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Target. All right, pronounce it right.
Yeah, you're definitely in the South. I've never heard anyone say Target outside of the South.
Well,
because making it French makes
Walmart.
It better.
It's a classier Walmart, so it's Target.
Well, then wouldn't it be Walmart-te?
No, because it's Target.
Actually, you know what's funny? Every other state I've been in, Walmart has a McDonald's. For some reason in Alabama, it's all Subway. Like, hey, come in here.
No, they changed it to Subway because Walmart was too fattening, so they decided to offer healthy food. But you can still buy the giant pretzels.
Yeah, and you can still buy 30 cookies at once.
The Walmart here has a Subway and a nail salon, because that's what you want.
No, okay.
Isn't that normal?
I paid $10 to get my hair cut here. All I asked for was like a 5 buzz all around because I couldn't find my clippers. They screwed it up. They missed a patch. and the lady was like, okay, all done. I looked at it in the mirror. I was like, all right, see if you messed up. I'm going to go fix this at home with scissors.
Walmart. Scissors. Everything's cheap.
Hey, you can't be hating on the Walmart.
I bought a cheap.
I do hate on Walmart because they used to be all about helping American manufacturers and farmers getting their products out there, but now all they do is rent space to foreign manufacturers, and it doesn't really help anybody.
I suppose you're right.
Walmart is not exactly a good company.
You know who else isn't a good company?
The people that made that Alice in Wonderland porno?
No. Boston Dynamics is not a good company.
No, they are an excellent company.
No, they're not an excellent company.
They're actually scaring the shit out of me.
Boston Dynamics, a while back, I think last year, we had talked about how they made this robotic dog, the Alpha Dog, that pretty much could run fast and kill people.
It actually just kind of waddled and didn't fall. That was the big thing about it last time.
It had balance.
Yes. Oh, for those of you in the chat, the link will be showing up on the scrolling bar shortly.
So pretty much Boston Dynamics sort of released another video of them, of the progress they've made with their Alpha Dog, which is now called the Big Dog.
No, and you got that backwards.
It used to be called the Big Dog. Now it's Alpha Dog.
Okay. My bad. But, yeah, with funding from DARPA and the U.S. Marine Corps.
Corps! Good God! Good God, you have two Marines on this podcast and you...
Corpse? It's not a fucking dead body!
C-O-R-P-S.
Okay.
Corps!
You're in America. Words aren't spelled like they're pronounced. Casino Paprika.
Casino Paprika Corpse.
Okay, anyway.
Sorry about that, but that had to be done. I don't usually get that angry.
Yeah, there's no way you're getting away with that one.
Especially you have the two of us. One podcast with the two of us on here. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
So the U.S. Marine Corps, they...
Jesus, dude.
And DARPA.
I guess third time would have been the charm.
These people that are government people.
United States Marine Corps, USMC.
Yes, they're funding this project. They're funding a big, scary dog, robotic dog that could run really, really fast, haul a lot of weight, go over random terrain, and roll over.
Yeah, if you look at the...
And has gun turrets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, plus that.
Oh, like the automated weapons that killed that killed that that terrorist the other day in where the hell was it?
Durka Durkistan?
No, damn it, I can't remember the name. Anyway, some dude was killed by a drone the other day. But this thing is, it's what, like 7 feet tall from the looks of it? 6 feet tall? It's carrying at least, I see, right now I see about 4 45 dumbbells, at least, maybe 5 of them. And that's only, yeah, and it's like walking over logs and stones and not falling. And then this dude comes up and tries to kick it, and the dude moves about 3 times as much as the dog moves. It's awesome.
It's awesomely frightening.
Yeah. Hey, if it's on my side, it's awesome. And then at the the end of the run, about 48 seconds. Sorry, take the back. About 45 seconds. It's on the sliding rail above. It just stops running. It picks its legs up and slides like a retard across the ground. It's amazing.
It can get up and move, man.
Oh man,
I would not want a retard like that on my police force. Anyway,
I want it on my side.
Well, like on my side, yeah, but
that's the whole point. Around.
I put a saddle on that bitch.
Yeehaw! Actually, judging from the looks of things, it'd be smoother than a horse.
Yeah, doesn't have too much travel in it.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I think that's the whole point, actually, is to make it as smooth as possible.
I'd like to ride that to the store.
Well, I've ridden everything from a 90cc scooter up to the score. To the score, rather. So.
Gotta be more fun than that, right?
I don't know. 90cc scooter was pretty fun, especially when the security cop at the store was like, "What are you doing?" Like, I'm picking up beer. What does it look like? Why do you think I didn't drive, idiot? Always Cast does not condone drinking and driving.
Meanwhile,
I want to get like 2 or 3 of those things.
So, real quick, Netflix got signed an exclusive deal with DreamWorks. More DreamWorks on Netflix. Yay.
Huh? Yeah, like we were talking about last, more content, more better.
Can't go wrong with more stuff.
Yes. Verizon stands with Samsung against Apple. Surprise, surprise. Does that surprise anybody? No.
No.
Well, I don't know. They seem kind of buddy-buddy during the iPhone, Verizon iPhone announcement that Vito said would never happen and we'd all get GIMP masks for.
But, no, Verizon's clearly Android 100%. Even if it brings the iPhone, it...
They're not going to turn down free money.
No.
But they're not going to turn away other money just to support Apple. Anyway, all of these articles are available in the topic list.
And they're also available on the Noisecast.
Well, most these all link back to the Noisecast, but if you're looking at what we're talking about, it'll all be on the topic list and you can see.
True. Are we done with this topic list?
Well, not all the way. Not all the way. We still got WTF news.
Well, right. I'm just talking about this, the news section. Net neutrality and piracy.
Well, okay, net neutrality was hilarious because the biggest supporters of net neutrality decided to file the first lawsuit.
Well, that's because the thing was bullshit anyway.
Well, yeah, everyone knows that. They're trying to make a compromise between two completely opposite ideas.
And, hey, you know what? It's, you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, at the end of the day, you try to please everyone, no one's
the
happy.
The government doesn't have to please anyone.
Exactly.
So why are they trying to please corporations at all?
I feel like we're arguing but agreeing.
But
what
I
want to
sound
doing?
Like I'm angry.
No, but yeah, I mean, that's the point. The government doesn't have to please anyone. It has to do what it has to do, but instead it's trying to please everyone.
I take it back. The government should try to, I mean, they should try to please the people, obviously. But the corporations should be about last on the list. Theoretically, of people that they...
I guess a corporation is a person.
But they don't have a vote.
According to the Supreme Court, they technically do now, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, until a big Verizon walks into a booth and says, "Can you hear me now?" Boom! I'm voting for Carrie.
Well, considering that votes track better with dollars than they do with
That's the problem.
There you go,
Captain Jackass. Like you said, we're arguing the same thing. Captain Jackass.
Well, I think Griffin has a point.
Shut up, Stephen. Stephen just went to the bathroom and came back and decided that now Agrippa was finally talking. I'm going to side with him.
All right, moving on.
Piracy. Some patent troll, copyright troll company is pretty much. this is actually pretty funny too. They're trying to sue copyright violators, and
it's not a suit.
Okay. They just send you a bill.
Shakedown.
Yeah, they try to shake you down, and the settlement is $10.
Yeah, which is cheaper than consulting with your lawyer as to whether or not you should actually pay it. So they assume you'll just pay it. So if you get a bill that says, "Hey, you stole this movie, pay us $10," you should probably just drop it on the ground. Actually, I'm not saying that. I'm not a lawyer. Do what the man says.
When they say they accuse you, you've downloaded like 300 movies. Do you have $3,000?
I assume if they have proof of all 3,000, then or 300, then yeah, they would. Whatever your math was.
Take it up with my butt, because he's the only one who gives a crap.
You know what that means? It's time for WTF news.
What the hell? What is it with you and that soundboard?
I thought I'd been doing pretty well tonight. It wasn't completely derogatory interrupting.
And it wasn't quite interrupting Cow Moo, I will say that.
I thought I was annoying when I did that, and then Ron came on the next episode, and the whole episode is Ron yelling at people. Moo.
This is kind of random, a slight tangent, but is it true that Arrested Development is coming back?
That's what all the news sources I've seen are saying.
Which is Reddit.
Ah, crap. I still don't want to watch it, though.
I haven't seen any of it. I've heard really good things. It's on.
Well, you people have no interest in the world.
Hey, you people.
You people.
You're talking to a black guy and a white guy right there. You're totally ignoring the Native Americans. And that makes you
Well,
racist.
If there's one here, I'd lump in with you people as well, because you have no interest in the world.
Because
fucking
of the TV show.
Giant ginger.
It's a best TV show.
Why don't you go rape and pillage a village or something?
Yeah, you Norwegian gallywag.
I don't think you can be Norwegian or ginger. Aren't they all blonde?
Pretty
There's
sure
some
Eric,
Vikings
Eric,
that
are redheaded.
Eric okay. the Red may have been a redhead.
Maybe. He might have just dyed it with blood because he was a badass.
Or maybe he liked wearing
Eric,
fetching red shirts.
It maybe was better than Eric's on his period.
So, talking about men being arrested after ejaculating into a woman's yogurt.
I don't think we were quite there yet.
It was just bound to come.
It was probably bound to come.
I'm just going to let that one simmer there for a minute.
Anthony Garcia originally pled not guilty to the accusation, to the charge, for adulterating food and lying to a federal prosecutors about it. Wow.
Adulterating food. Love it.
He was pretty adamant about serving one female shopper some yogurt. After sampling it, she declared the yogurt tasted like semen.
Well, we know she swallows.
We're going to have to consult an expert.
Now the victim and two others are suing Garcia and the Sunflower Farmers Market where he worked because Garcia decided that yogurt was missing something and he had exactly what it needed.
Yo, is that a quote from him?
How do they know it was this guy that jizzed in the yogurt?
And first of all, before anything else, I look at the picture for the article, and it's got this, like, red bubble on it. Am I doing things wrong, or is it supposed to be red?
Dude.
I don't think that's an actual picture of the inseminated yogurt, Kelly.
Yeah, I know, but why would you choose that as the article picture?
Well, why would you pick that stock image?
Yeah, I'm sure you could just put a picture like Yoplait up there. that obnoxious woman that talks about the benefits of Greek yogurt.
Yeah, I
know. And my colon. You're the lady with the colon stuff. Let's talk to you about your colon stuff.
Wait, but look, here's what I'm curious about. Like, and it's been a long time since I've eaten any yogurt, but how much jizz would have had to have been put into the yogurt that mixing it you'd still be able to taste? Because my memory of yogurt is something, you know, sweeter, thicker.
Well, it was probably the jizz was on top, so the first spoon had a decent amount of topping.
Do you never look at your food? Yogurt looks pretty much like the thing in the picture, minus the bloody whatever the hell bubble that is. If there was semen sitting on top, I would look at it and be like, okay, dude, you just on top of my yogurt. Well,
what if you hit it under, like, strawberries and bananas?
It's fruit on the bottom, dude. How are you going to hide it underneath? You're going to scoop the whole thing out.
No, this was hand-served, so it's probably he put the fruit on top afterwards.
Is this... Is this frozen yogurt? I'm confused.
No, it's
wouldn't
yogurt.
You be able to see, like, him doctoring your yogurt?
Maybe he keeps it in a cup and calls it, like, coconut cream.
Coconut cream.
There has to be some way that this... I don't know.
This tastes like semen. Oh, wait, no, sorry. That was already in my mouth.
I just had some leftover from before I got here.
How was she positive that it was this guy that did it?
That was leftover from my discount on the cantaloupes.
Well, apparently he seemed, like, didn't it say he seemed pretty adamant about serving her? I mean, when you describe that, I imagine...
You gotta have this yogurt.
Exactly.
Okay, no. It's a farmer's market. These guys make money from selling people things. It's like, hey, come in here. Come buy a cell phone at the mall. Like, we want to sell you something. Of course, he seemed adamant about taking your money.
He wants to make a quick sale.
Yeah, he was pretty adamant about, I want to jizz in your yogurt. He's like, I want to take the money out of your wallet and trade you for yogurt.
Yeah, I'm sort of confused as how this guy is getting pinpointed. He's saying,
because this woman knows what jizz tastes like, and she's arguing.
Does she know that? Maybe she knows what his jizz tastes like. Maybe there's a hidden sub story to this that we're not aware of.
I like that idea.
Huh? Silence. Maybe it was not a good idea.
I just have no comment. I'm still. And I'm trying to imagine this woman, like, taking a spoonful and being like, this tastes like semen.
She, like, she had to be there when she had this realization that it tastes like semen. Right?
This is the first Noisecast topic that I think we're actually trying to defend the WTF offender.
I'm not trying to defend. I'm really not. I'm just, like...
I am, because what if I do that?
There's so many things about this story that just don't compute. Like you said, you know, how they knew it was him, how he was able to, you know, put it in without it masking the taste, how she immediately recognized that taste. I mean, we seem to know how she immediately recognized the taste, but it's just, the whole story just seems very... I wonder, did they know each other? Is there any indication that...
There has to be something else going on in the story that's not being reported.
I just love that, you know, she declared the yogurt tasted like semen. Garcia lied about adding his own special sauce. Come on.
I kind of like that she declared it tasted like semen. Did she, like, stand
this
up?
This yogurt tastes like semen.
Attention, everyone. There is semen in the yogurt.
Oh, apparently he's not. This isn't the only lady that's come forward saying that he jizzed in their yogurt.
So he's a repeat offender?
The victim in this case and two other women are suing Garcia and the market for eating spunk in separate incidents. Apparently this was Garcia's M.O.
That was his secret sauce. Damn. See, I've never been to a farmer's market, and I'm sure this isn't, you know... what you'd expect, but I have no desire
apparently
to have anything handmade.
Apparently he's going to court next week to change his plea from not guilty to guilty.
I'm only using factory process shit from now on.
We still talking about yogurt?
Well, we're going to switch to another dairy topic on the WTF news list. This involves a mascot that was dressed up as an ice cream cone who was accused of being a KKK member.
I get that all the time when I wear my ice cream cone decoration.
So Florida ice cream shop, Florida shop pretty much dressed this guy up as an ice cream cone, and apparently the swirly top head made him look like...
Like he was wearing a white with sprinkles on it.
Well, look, man, you got the swirly top guy standing out front. You got the guy out front with the pointy hat. The people inside refuse to sell anything but vanilla. You know, the things add up.
I don't really know how can you mistake this guy. Okay, yeah, he has a white pointy hat on.
One
but
word.
The rest of it is waffle cone.
Florida.
Okay, answer. Point and Matt, sir. Essentially said they were tipped off that people were avoiding the shop because they thought the peak cap was not an ice cream cone, but a KKK robe.
How was he waving at people? Was he waving, or was he like...
There's a video.
Was he like giving the Nazi salute, or...
Well...
At least they show him, like, waving.
Vanilla power!
The ice cream shop is called Ariel, so I guess that's kind of close to Ariel.
Okay, it depends where it is. If
a customer...
Can't...
What was that?
No, go ahead.
I said a customer called Wayne Austin, when he looked at the costume, he chuckled and said, "They, the KKK members, do not color themselves with sprinkles like that."
No, they do not.
They only notice because there's a drop in business. Classy.
Florida.
Florida. All right.
Who's next?
Next up is about a forum poster who called people Nazis and Al Jazeeras on a blog post, and the cops tracked him down.
Isn't that a news service?
You know how they tracked him down?
Wait. Did they backtrack?
Can someone else give a crack at reading that and make it interesting?
All right. There was a thing going on. They were trying to reduce the police force. There was an angry poster that jumped on, and he's like, "Well, this is bullshit. People, the police force has been doing a lot of good, and these are the names of the two people that have been the most vocal supporters of reducing the police force. They live here," and he gives them directions, and "this is what their houses look like. Go get them, criminals." Turns out the angry poster was posting from the police station.
Dun, dun, dun.
Of course, honestly, if I was trying to troll someone, I'd be trying to go through, like, if I was trying to troll someone in this situation, I would probably go through a complete switchboard and you know, mimic somebody's MAC address.
That'd
right,
be a lot of work.
You have to consider that this is Florida, and they're lucky they can use computers.
We have to lower the bar a little bit, Kevlar.
I guess.
I don't even think
I
know that
we
you
have
can
to
be
lower the bar for Florida.
I don't know if they're aware of being backtraced in Florida. You think they are?
They done goofed.
The consequences will never be the same.
Florida.
Well, that wasn't as stimulating a conversation as I thought it would be.
This is WTF News. I'm not stimulating. You want it. You want some stimulation in your yogurt?
Well, I have an oral stimulation story coming up.
Oh, good. Next. Oral stimulation. We're being
oral stimulation. This takes place in Australia, down under. A father found his 2-year-old girl chewing on a used condom that she picked up in a McDonald's playground.
Yeah.
Was it in the ball pit?
Everyone's groaning, and Vito decides to take it to the next level.
The father was eating lunch at the restaurant on Saturday when his infant daughter came out of the playground with a used condom in her mouth.
Did it taste like yogurt?
The best line is said when he showed the condom to the junior manager at the McDonald's, he informed her it was the second one found on the playground that day.
Wow.
You found another one?
Gosh, it's like I dumped my whole wallet in there.
It's like, what's going on in this ball pit?
Balls.
Apparently.
And pits.
Balls and
well,
dicks.
In all honesty, it says that the managers are required to do half-hourly checks on all the areas, and including the playground, but if it's in the ball pit, you're not finding shit in there.
No, bull crap.
Unless you're a toddler.
Yeah.
Jump and on it, in.
Yeah, you gotta jump in, you gotta waddle your way around and swim through and feel everything. You're not gonna catch everything. I mean, two condoms can go missing in there.
Why would they go missing in there?
Who's fucking in the playground? That's the question.
Okay, who isn't? But why are you gonna lose your condom?
It was used.
Okay, let's not post this.
Yeah. Was used.
I'm curious as to why the child just puts things in their mouth.
The 2-year-old.
Although,
a 2-year-old not allowed to be in the playpen?
No, I don't know. Although looking at the picture,
it depends on how tall they are.
Of the McDonald's on the article, I remember why I love Australia so much. Their trucks are just completely utilitarian and look like they could just go through a wall.
WTF, mate.
WTF, mate.
Mate. Well then, last one on the topic list. God, this has been a really weird, disgusting WTF topic list. It's like, you can't really discuss it much because it's just, ugh. So what would you do if you were chilling on the street, whatever, and you see a car drive by with a woman running her dog on a leash outside the car?
Not even her dog. I think you should read it like whoever the hell posted it wrote it down in the topic list.
Okay, whoever wrote it down, though, wrote, what? Woman walks a dog. What the fuck? From her car. What the fuck news? It wasn't her dog. I just read it how it was written down.
Wrote down.
Wrote down.
Written down.
I'm glad you took English.
The emphasis was on the wrong syllables.
What kind of person, though, really just walks their dog? I can't walk my dog.
Okay, this wasn't her dog. It was a yoga instructor. She's been charged. Okay, yoga instructor.
She was babysitting a friend's dog.
A chihuahua.
Was it a chihuahua? I don't care. It was a small dog. It was a dog and should not be walked out of a car. Because
you have to walk a chihuahua? Can't you just let it like run around and tire itself out?
She was in a Toyota Camry driving down the street while holding a leash connected to a chihuahua that was running alongside the vehicle.
There's a quote about that.
Telephone.
Yeah, I got it. There's a quote. There's a quote about that in the article. It says, if the dog needed to be walked at least 3 times a day or it would go ballistic.
So, and she would know.
Yeah, so this... No, that was the owner who told the yoga instructor to walk the dog. However, the yoga instructor said that the owner knew about her walking the dog from the car and said it's kind of like how I walk her from my bike. I mean, you can walk a dog from a bike. That's normal. I mean, it's
depending kinda, on the size of the dog.
Well, it's kind of lazy. I mean, it's still lazy. I mean, seriously, you're a yoga instructor. You could probably walk and it won't kill
you.
That's true. But dragging your friend's dog outside of a car at 10 to 20 miles an hour to the point where the dog gets friction burns on its neck by the collar.
How can the dog go that fast? It's that small.
I'm pretty sure the dog's legs weren't moving the same speed as the ground the whole time. Okay, apparently, a closer examination revealed fresh abrasions on the neck marked by complete hair loss, bumps on the skin, and open flesh, presumably caused by friction from the collar.
Okay, some lady also, though, she pulled up, she saw this, she pulled up alongside, making sure that she wasn't going to squish the little guy, and she said, "What are you doing?" And Zulk, the offender, replied, "Just walking my dog," and she does this all the time.
Walking my dog in BD.
Yeah, so...
in BD.
So the lady turned around saying, you know, that's not how you walk your dog. To that, Zuck allegedly said, "Excuse me, I have a gun in my car. Do you want me to get it?"
What the hell?
I will shoot you in the face!
I have a gun in my car. Do you want me to get it? Okay, if the gun was really that close, you would probably already have it out. If you really were serious about it.
Well, no, the gun wasn't there.
No, obviously. No, I get that. But you want me to get my gun? That's ridiculous. Because this is apparently white suburban America, where threatening a gun is almost as bad as having a gun, if not worse.
So she ended up going, like, the lady obviously backed off, and obviously Zalk told her, "I'm going home." Cops ended up finding her in her home. They found the dog with the lacerations and the burn marks. And she also admitted that she had a gun. And she insisted that she felt threatened because she said Whaley's car, the woman that did that intervened, blocked her path, giving her no escape route.
I don't know how a car can block both in front and behind you at the same time. Unless you're driving some sort of blinky limousine.
It was a really big car.
Yeah. It was like an excursion, but with the bendy bus thing in the middle.
It was like one of those new centipede cars that just wrapped around me.
Yeah, and then the chihuahua and stuff.
She just looks kind of crazy. Like, I'm looking at her face, and
then
I'm just
then she goes
like,
into full-on hippie mode when she gets arrested.
Mugshots are not exactly the best
they're
place.
Fun.
Yeah, they're just not the best place to get.
Well, what is she going to do when she gets out of prison? She told officers she hoped she'd be released soon, so she could head for the hills.
Okay, she's going climbing, mountain climbing. That was a bit of witty commentary on the part of the writer.
Oh.
You didn't read the whole article?
No, I read up to the point where...
Okay, if you look the sentence before that, it says, which crimped her plans to go climbing with a friend. Which I'm assuming climbing had something...
But here's the thing. She could go mountain climbing, but she can't walk a dog.
Exactly.
Maybe she was trying to save
her. I only do yoga and mountain climbing. I will not walk.
Nope,
but apparently she'll ride her bike with the dog as well, which is okay. But I will not walk.
That walking stuff, man.
Yoga-ish. Yogi-ish? Not yogi-ish.
Yeah, it doesn't fit into the yoga lifestyle.
Well then,
why didn't she just keep it at home and do some doga?
I forgot about the doga. Should have stayed home and done some doga.
Well then, I guess that does it for WTF News.
I think that about wraps it up, unless someone's pulling something out of their ass.
And that would probably fit Phil for WTF News. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and whore Robert, our old friend Kaiser Machead, out. He just drew an awesome doodle of Boba Fett, a T-Rex.
Doodle of boredom.com.
Yep.
Check
Hang
that
on.
Shit
I'll,
out.
I'll put it in the chat, and I'll make sure it hits the... it's in the live stream chat, and it'll be on the topic list. Those of you who want to see.
Oh, that wraps it up for tonight, I think.
Yeah.
What say ye? Okay. Special thank you to everybody who was listening live in the live stream. So, Mud Monster, as usual. Sticks of Tea, as usual. Thank you. Adrian, welcome. Gumper, welcome back.
We had another one, Ian something or other. He was here for a while.
Ian too. Thank you, thank you.
So, maybe not. Maybe I made that up.
Nah, Ian Bennett was here for a minute.
Okay.
Thanks to him too. But, of course, you can find us every time on thenoisecast.com as well as twitter.com/noisecast. Tweet us, email us your comments, comment on our articles, etc., etc. We'd love to hear from you. We're sort of talking back to you on Twitter. So
we want to be your friends.
Friendly!
I don't.
Speaking of friends, did everybody have an officer friendly at their school?
No, what? I didn't have an officer friendly.
Right? Okay, never mind.
We did have Officer Billingsley. Everybody knew OB.
We had Officer Friendly, and he changed appearances, races, and genders like 4 times.
I don't even know what you're talking about. So this just makes it even better. This guy's a wizard. I had a wizard. Well, you know what? I had a bunch of potheads, so I guess...
No, there was. We had a police officer that was at the school all the time, Officer Billingsley, and he was there.
Oh, we had a cop there too. I mean, yeah. But he was there to arrest people, not to be friendly. And he definitely wasn't a wizard.
No, dude, we never had anything happen in our school. Seriously, nothing.
But we had stuff happen.
Well, except maybe like minor drug deals, but like weapons coming in the school, massive fights, gang banging, none of that shit happened. I was from a little podunk town, so Officer Billingsley was like the friendliest guy. Everybody knew him. He walked through the hall. What's up, OB? High five.
Yeah, and you know what? He probably wouldn't have arrested any of you anyway. He probably would have just, like, dragged you over to the corner and made everyone laugh at you for a second and let you go.
Probably.
Because that's more... That will teach a teenager better. Embarrassing them will teach them better than trying to arrest them and actually making a mark on their record.
Yeah, my school was small enough so that everybody knew everybody else. I think in my graduating class, I had maybe 180 people.
You were probably the only person who graduated from your school. I mean, I had 748 people in my graduating class, and that was down from 1,100 in my class as a freshman. So.
Maybe they just all moved. For being retarded.
God damn it.
Is that okay, all so we tune have? In Seriously? Next time. Next time. Same time. Same place. Next week for the Noisecast.
Good night, morons.
Damn it.